You mentioned extrahepatic disease that is a consideration for surgical resection in addition to hepatic resection. What kinds of locations or mets are you talking about?
Essentially, it's not infrequent that you will find a patient with liver metastases may have metastases in the lymph nodes in the porta hepatis. And so in that scenario, if you can resect that, essentially do a lymphadenectomy, again, there is a potential for survival benefit for the patient. The more common group that we see is patients who present with either synchronous or metachronous liver and lung metastases. So they may have resectable liver metastases or may have already had their liver resection done, and then they show up with one or two lung metastases that are technically resectable. And again, we have data in several other places, Memorial, Johns Hopkins, other places have presented this data that show that, again, surgical treatment of those lung metastases can provide long-term survival benefit in a subset of patients.
Now, are those resections ever done with thoracoscopy?
Yes. The VATS technique, the so-called VATS, yes. As a matter of fact, our thoracic surgeons will frequently perform VATS on those patients that are appropriate. They'll go the opposite extreme. We've got a couple of patients who presented with, say, three or four metastases, one or two in each lung, where they've either done bilateral VATS or in a couple of cases, if they were too close to the hilum of the lung, they've actually done the old-fashioned median sternotomy and gone after all of them in one setting.
What about peritoneal mets?
Well, peritoneal mets generally is sort of the bane of the hepatobiliary surgeon. You know, there's still a small subset of patients who we will open or start with a laparoscopy and with a plan for a liver resection and find that they have peritoneal carcinomatosis. In general, that stops us cold. There is the occasional patient who has very small volume disease, but they're so rare that generally they're not a candidate for resection. Again, even if you look at the other side of that, what about the patient population who may be a candidate for peritonectomy, hyperthermic peritoneal perfusion? Liver metastases in that group is usually an exclusion. So unfortunately for both groups, in liver metastases, the presence of carcinomatosis stops us as a hepatobiliary surgeon, and vice versa. If you're a peritoneal surgeon, presence of liver metastases frequently will stop you.
A peritoneal surgeon?
That's a new term, isn't it?
Peritoneal surgeons?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We've got two at my place.